This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Gamertag Radio live from New York Comic Con 2019. And this time we have Marvel, the Avengers. This is from Crystal Dynamics. I got some hands-on. I recorded a presentation too with the head of the studio of Crystal Dynamics. Shout out to Scott. For this episode, I'm going to be playing interview with the writer of the game and also combat designer. So we'll be right back and enjoy this interview.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Hi, I'm Hannah McLeod. I'm a narrative designer at Crystal Dynamics and one of the writers for Marvel's Avengers.
Hey, I'm Vince Napoli. I'm the lead combat designer for Marvel's Avengers.
All right, first thing first, congrats on this game. This is my first time playing it. My co-host got to play it during Gamescom, and it's a lot of fun so far. So let's go with the story first.
Okay.
So how was it finally working with Marvel on this project? This is like a big, big, huge project for you guys.
Oh my God, so. This is such a huge deal. It's been so hard to hide how excited I am to work with Marvel. It's such a huge universe and I'm such a big fan of this universe. Mm-hmm. Really, all of us at the studio are. So getting to be part of that canon, of being able to be part of the Marvel universe, is amazing.
What was it at things that inspire you to be part of, like, writing for the story?
Oh,
like,
my God. I love how relatable their stories are. It's mm-hmm. crazy because when you think of superheroes, they're kind of above and beyond. They're larger than life. But mm-hmm. Marvel has a way of grounding them in issues that we really connect with and we really understand in a way that, you know, sometimes it's a little bit harder to connect with just a regular contemporary story, but mm-hmm. you couch it in superheroes and you realize people that are larger than the life have the same issues we do. And mm-hmm. I really love that.
All right, let's talk about combat, right? So first thing first, who was the first character you started working on the combat? And from there, how was it getting the unique combat for each character from there?
When I started, we decided we were going to go do a pass of each of the characters, and that's kind of how we like to work, where we sort of all jump on the same character at the same time,
Okay. Make
him as good as possible. And we actually started with Black Widow. We've been sort of moving through each of the characters, and we're probably just going to keep circling back around.
Mm-hmm. You know which one was my favorite one so far? Thor. I like that I have a choice, air, ground. I think he's one of my favorite characters out of all of them, right?
That's
there.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So how was it working on the new character, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes? How was that? How coming up with that idea?
She is both, I think, a nightmare and a dream from a combat perspective.
Why a nightmare?
She's a nightmare because it's not something you see in any game. She's mm-hmm. her powers are so unique.
Mm-hmm.
Even just the technical complication of building it and realizing it is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then you're sort of given this toolbox where you hand it and you're like, she can do anything. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do with it? And sometimes just too many options is difficult. And it was coming up with mm-hmm. like, what are the things that we really want to do? What should we do? And putting that all together. It's been really a challenge, but I think it's been really, really satisfying.
So I reveal that Thor is my favorite character to you as a gamer. Forget about design and all that. Which one is your favorite character for you?
Right now, I'm a big fan of Iron Man just because of the way I like to play. But I go back and forth for sure.
What, air, ground? Like what's?
I like to play sometimes like a jet fighter, and okay. because I can fly and shoot and do lots of like he plays like no one else. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I can do that and then go on the ground and play a completely different game with the same character is pretty crazy.
That's really cool. And let's talk about the new character. How was it? I know you revealed the original characters, was it 5 mm-hmm. at E3? I know inside you were like, oh my God, I can't wait to announce the new character. So tell us about the new character. And now I know during your presentation, you were super hype and excited. And why you were so excited to reveal it. So.
Oh my God. I think part of the reason that I haven't been going to events is because I would just spill it if I could, because yeah. Kamala Khan, she's basically what made me really fall in love with superheroes. She was what proved to me that comics and superheroes are really for everyone, because mm-hmm. she, like, I was her as a teenager. I wrote fan fiction and I felt like I didn't fit in. And it's just being able to have that voice and hopefully give that voice to other people who might not have known about her mm-hmm. is... It's so exciting. It's really hard for me to calm down when I talk about her.
As a studio, we're going to talk about both comeback and story. How excited were you guys just to work on this project with Marvel? Was there anything that inspired you guys to from previous games that you guys worked on that you added in the game, story or comeback-wise?
Well, for me, this is my first Crystal Dynamics project.
Oh, well, congrats.
Thank you.
Huge project. Yeah. Cool.
So really, the inspirations and how we work on these characters really comes from Marvel. Mm-hmm. Being able to collaborate with them, they're a fountain of knowledge. They know everything about these heroes, about what they've been through in the past, about all the different versions of them. Mm-hmm. And getting to... I describe it as you're on a tightrope and Marvel is the net underneath you. You can take crazy risks with story and with art and design, and Marvel will figure out a way to make that work, to make that make sense. And they'll kind of keep you on your toes and make sure that you're doing it all for the right reasons, that it's going to benefit the story, that it's going to make the game feel good. And I think that's pretty awesome.
For you?
I mean, from a combat perspective, each character pretty much presents their own game. So when we're looking at it, we're looking at like, you know, picking apart, like what do we want to see? What's the craziest thing we could possibly do? What must happen if we were going to make a, like if I'm going to play an Iron Man game, I have to be able to switch weapons. If I'm going to play a Hulk game, I have to be able to pick up people and throw them around. Mm-hmm. So we sort of start with that. Like what's the top goal that we could reach, and then kind of go backwards from there. Mm-hmm. So that we're kind of like, hey, if we could pull this off, it'd be crazy, right? And everyone kind of agrees. And you're like, all right, well, let's try that then.
Mm-hmm. I know for the original story, this is the original story, right?
Yes.
So how difficult was it to actually like to come up with that? Because there's some hardcore fans, especially with Marvel, really into comics and everything, all the stories. So how was it to
come
up with something cool like that?
Yeah, I think we have the benefit of also having a bunch of fans at the studio who are holding us to the same standard. Mm-hmm. Coming up with an original story, I think, is just what Crystal Dynamics does. Mm-hmm. We like to take things that people might have had certain expectations of and really show what the Crystal lens looks mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm. And getting to dive into the history of Marvel and comics and finding themes that we really like and characters that we really connect with mm-hmm. All led into us creating the story. And I think the part that really stands out, especially in all of our presentations and things like that, is this A-Day disaster that is pretty unique to our game and really starts off our game on a crazy foot with Captain America gone and mm-hmm. Kamala becoming a hero that... I think everything really falls from that. And once we had that in place, once we knew that that was the core inciting incident of our story, everything mm-hmm. else just fell into place.
There's a lot of listeners that probably have no idea about the story. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So Marvel's Avengers starts on A-Day or Avengers Day, which is supposed to be a big celebration of the Avengers in mm-hmm. San Francisco, where they're presenting this new helicarrier and they're really eating it up and really enjoying the experience. And Kamala Khan is there. She's part of the whole A-Day event. But something goes really wrong with the helicarrier, with the bridge. And Cap is, well, he goes down with the ship like a real captain does.
Yeah. So I know there's different skills, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that from each character and all that?
Yeah. So each character has their own progression tree. We've got like multiple categories within the tree because we wanted to both give you a lot of new abilities, upgrade those abilities, and then also allow you to sort of make your choice and sort of like really specialize in the way you wanted to play, especially for a cooperative game. Being able to kind of customize your character, regardless of what hero you play, to sort of support your team was really important.
Yeah, like I know we're not allowed to talk about multiplayer, but I know during the presentation you said that you're only allowed to pick one character during the multiplayer. Let's say I'm focused on Thor 100%, but I have to pick another one. So those points or experience points I get from that, would I also upgrade that character that I choose from there? Or
Each character actually has their own progression system.
Okay.
Awesome. There is parts of the story in the campaign that you saw where you do sort of progress some of the characters together, but then each of them, we sort of kind of start you off on that path, but then sort of to continue progressing them, you have to take them along their own paths.
My last question, why should the fans of Marvel fans, comic book fans, why they should pick up this game? And what makes this unique than previous games? From both fans, from you? No? Oh, cool.
I mean, I think fans should pick this up because this is a game made by fans. Like, I'm a huge comic book fan. Like, I came here to work on this game because it was Marvel, because it was this. And what sold me on it was this was the chance to live in the Avengers world. Like, there's been, you know, I've visited it in movies and comics, TV shows, and I've always loved it, but I've never had the chance to really live there. And what we're offering with Marvel's Avengers is an ongoing experience that is going to only get bigger and bigger, and you're basically just going to be in this living world of the Avengers.
Oh, my last question. This multiple studios worked on this, right? Was it a studio we're working on just campaign or multiplayer? Like, how was that? Can you allow to talk about it or not really?
Yeah, we actually have Crystal Northwest, which we've brought in to help work on the multiplayer. We're also partnered in tight collaboration with Nixies, which helps in development. There isn't really a specific divide between the studios. It's really a collaborative effort.
There's Heroes and what's the other one? War Zones, right?
Yes.
Is there story also in War Zones?
Yes, there is definitely also a story in War Zones. All of our different missions will expand or push forward the story in some way. We're a little bit crazy, and we think that every experience that you have should have a good story tied to it.
Well, I just want to say congrats. I had a blast playing it. I think that, I'm going to be honest, at E3, when you show the game, I think a lot of people were kind of like weird about it. But I think once you get hands-on, completely change your opinion about the game.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I'm really liking this a lot. Really cool. Great job.
Thank you.
Congrats. All right. Awesome.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, so I'm back here, Gamertag Radio. Thank you for listening. And that was the interview with the team there at Crystal Dynamics. Again, the game was a lot of fun. Just shout out to Square, Crystal Dynamics. Thank you so much for the invitation and for letting me, you know, get some hands on the game. It was a lot of fun. So, but everybody, head over to GamertagRadio.com. Remember, post your comments, send us your comments, fan mail at GamertagRadio.com. Give us a call, 76-273-7GTR. That's 76-273-7GTR. Or you don't want to call, you want to use your phone, your computer, you could easily leave a message through SpeakPipe and it's totally free. Here's how. Go to speakpipe.com/GamertagRadio. That's speakpipe.com/GamertagRadio. Leave a message there. We're definitely going to play on the podcast. And if you want, join our Discord. Let us know your opinion, feedback. Meet other people from that's part of the community too. Super easy. Go to discord.gg/GTR. Once again, I'm going to repeat this for those who are listening. discord.gg/GTR. You could join using your phone, computer, any device. Join and talk to us. And we're very interactive. We engage always with our listeners, man. So everybody's there. All right. I think we have close to 900 people now that joined. So keep it up. Keep it up. All right. Well, thank you for listening to this latest episode of Gamertag Radio. Remember, I'm going to be playing more stuff here. So I just want to say thanks. Until next time. We're out. Peace.
Thank Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.